This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Tyler McNeil. And we are local Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airwaves. We have an awesome show lined up for you today, and I'm so glad you're tuning in. If you've never heard us before, and just maybe by chance you've left this on the station or you're flipping channels and you're like, oh, what are these guys talking about? They're talking about health. We're talking about health and healing. And, you know, in a time that we are in right now, we want to put the power of choice when it comes to your own health and responsibility when it comes to your own health back into your own hands. And that's what we want. That's what we want for our patients. We want for our family members, our friends, our people in our community. We want you to say, let me look in the mirror. Let me say what I can do for my health, which is going to impact my future forever. That's what we want for you. And I'm so glad you're tuning in onto this show. And, you know, I know, and I hope and I pray that the information we share today is not falling on deaf ears, but it fortifies your foundation of belief and truth that your body is fearfully wanted for me, that you're designed to heal, it desires to heal, and it's not a victim of your environment, or it's not a victim of molecules in the air that are going to make you sick and suffer. Right. We in our country right now, we see how much medication use is being prescribed. We see all the injectable things that are being done right now, the surgeries, all the crazy things that are happening in our culture. And what's happening is that we're trying to achieve this thing called health. We have no idea what health is. We are completely lost. We have nowhere to go. And the last place we look is where the answer is, which is within your body, which is within what you do or don't do to your system. Right. And so our office is called Health From Within. We are located at Manchester McKnight in the heart of Rock Hill. And literally, guys, we see thousands of people in our clinic week in, week out, getting incredible results with their health so that they can live their God-given potential. And that's what it's about, is reaching your optimal potential with the least amount or no drugs, with the least amount or no surgery, with the energy you need to live the life that you want. And we believe that everyone deserves that. We believe that optimal health was created for you. It's designed for you. And we got to do some things to get out of the way sometimes, right? We got to stop interfering with our body's potential to heal itself. And we got some things lined up today. We're going to talk about arthritis and Dr. Tyler and I's big whys and really what is subluxation. I mean, some of you have never heard that word before, but what is this and how it's one of the most detrimental things that could be happening in your body and what you can do to remove it and reduce it over time. And then we're going to talk about just the health care versus sick care and the core values that go along with each of those, right? And really what that looks like. And of course, we're going to be discussing testimonies today of patients who've seen some incredible results. And And we'll also be sending out our latest newsletter and our latest blog post. I want you guys to get this. It's how to reduce brain fog, right? That's if you're lacking clarity in your thought process, if you're just a tad late to answer that quick question or to remember something, that is considered brain fog. And so we're going to be just sending out a newsletter which talks about how to battle brain fog. And the best way to get this newsletter is by simply texting in your email address, and we'll email you this newsletter. The number to text right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. As Dr. Tyler and I were preparing for the show, we just talked about some things that are affecting too many Americans, I would say. And one of those things is called arthritis. And so, Dr. Tyler, why don't you kind of unpack that for the listeners today?
Yeah. By too many Americans, that is 32.5 million Americans deal with degenerative joint disease or osteoarthritis, which is a specific type of arthritis. Of course, differentiating this, arthritis is a big term. We focus on osteoarthritis in mainstream, but there's also rheumatoid arthritis, DISH disease, and ankylosing spondylitis, and things like that. But we're focusing on osteoarthritis specifically. And it touches a ton of people. It touches millions of Americans. Like I said, 32.5 million Americans. And I know we see it often in our clinic, and people question, they're just like, that just is something that comes with old age. They say that's something that that is blessed upon you by old age, by living to a certain point, because you've gone through stuff. Well, we're going to tell you that's false. That doesn't have to be the case. That in many cases, and I know when you go to your primary care physician, when you go to your MD, usually there's three paths. There's sit there and wait. By sit there and wait, they mean sit there and wait some years until you're old enough to qualify for joint replacement. Then there's also let's medicate. Let's see what we can numb the pain, which doing that also increases the damage you're doing to that joint, because you're not addressing it. You're just putting a bandage on it. And the third thing is to inject. So a big thing that they've been using is the steroids, corticosteroids, injecting those into joints and really doing the same thing that the medicine's doing, but in a direct way, numbing the area around there to feel good, or just to not feel at all. You're not solving anything. You're just covering it up. Instead of fixing a hole in the wall, you're just putting a piece of paper over it. That's not ideal. It's not ideal. That's not going to fix anything, right? That doesn't sound right in anyone's life. So, going to what osteoarthritis, what arthritis is it starts with, the first step is the misalignment of the joint. So this misalignment can be anywhere. This is in the knee with the tibia and the femur, in the hip with the femur and the iliac bone, which is what makes up your hip joint, in your shoulder. Those are the three main spots that you hear about. This is the three main spots that people are having replacements, right? Well, that displacement, that motion of the joint that is restricted and stuck in the wrong position, over time, what happens is you're loading that area constantly. You're loading that area constantly wrong. Your body is amazing and trying to adapt. What it does to adapt to this is it actually helps stabilize it. It does the stabilization by increasing the amount of bone that it produces in that area. Those are called osteophytes. That's amazing that your body responds that way. But what that leads to is that leads to the bone spurs and leads to pain. That's the pain that you're having. And everyone hears about that bone on bone. But what happens is actually your body is producing more bone. It's not the same bone that joint was originally. It's actually more bone to help protect you. Your body's doing an amazing thing, but it's also harming itself in the same progress by adding that stabilization. What we do in our office is actually what every patient says when they get off the table is, I feel aligned, right? They say, I feel aligned. because what we're doing is we're aligning those joints, we're helping them mobilize, and then they're running correctly. People don't understand this when they're not in the office and when they don't feel that that alignment of their body, and they're used to however their joints ache and pain. But what really it comes down to, if your car, you have four tires on your car, if your car's not running in alignment, what happens to those tires?
They wear out
faster. So what happens is you get a rotation, right? It's addressing the problem. But if you didn't get alignment and you decided that instead you'll just inflate the tires and help them run smoother, check the PSI, different things other than actually addressing the alignment and the wear and tear on that tire, it'll still wear out and it'll lead to worse things along the way. Your tires won't be able to just rotate. You'll need all new tires. And that's that point of you sit there and wait. That's that point of surgery. Now we're not saying surgery is wrong. We're saying there are steps before surgery that you need to consider. So what happens is you get to that point and your doctor just says, oh, you have degeneration of your joint. We'll address that in 5 years when you're able to get a replacement. They don't tell you anything else. They leave you in that limbo stage of just, this is my life. This pain, this suffering is my life until I get that magic pill, that magic surgery that's going to help me. We're telling you that's not the case. There's steps before that. And matter has limitations. And when you get to that point, yeah, sometimes there's only one option. But that's sometimes. That's not all the time. That's not for these 32.5 million people that are suffering from this disease. That's not for you when you're just in your 50s. When you're in your 50s, you're supposed to feel great. You're supposed to feel strong. You're supposed to be active still. In our society, we kind of look at 50 as the hump where it's all downhill from here for our health. That's not the case, guys. And what is another thing? So chiropractic care, getting alignment. Number one. Number two is actually staying in motion. Research has shown that couch potatoes actually develop couch potatoes. So people that aren't doing as much, I'm sorry. They actually develop degeneration of the joints faster because they're not using those joints. So their body actually isn't actually producing the necessary need for the calcium to keep those bones strong and keep those joints in alignment. And so then when they get up and do something, that actually causes more stress in the body. I'm not telling you to go out and become a CrossFit person. I'm telling you, get up and walk. Like, stop binging Netflix, stop binging documentaries. They're great knowledge, but you got to get up and move throughout the day. Whether that's just walking 30 minutes a day every day, or if that's playing tennis. And I would recommend the latter, because also when you're looking at research, walking and running, they're great. But when you add something dynamic and something that you can enjoy, whether that's a racket sport like racquetball, tennis, or pickleball, adding that dynamic to it, and you're actually moving in not just a linear plane, you're moving in all planes, that actually helps your body heal, maintain the bone density that you need, and actually helps prevent injuries, prevent that degeneration from going further.
Yeah. So, I mean, when we think about arthritis, you know, it's one of those things that we're problem solvers, not problem labelers. So if you're using arthritis as part of your identity, it's time to change that. It's time to figure out how you can reduce it, remove it, without drugs, surgeries, and injections. And that's what we're doing in our clinic, where we're removing arthritis from your dialogue, removing it from your labeling. No longer do you deserve to be labeled, no matter what age you are. And things that you can do today can impact your future regardless of what you've been told. So if you want more information on how we can help you and as people you love with arthritis, just call us. Call us right now. We'll be answering calls, answering any questions you have. Over the break, you can text us to the number is 314-323 7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Tyler McNeil. We're your local Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airwaves. And, you know, we got a lot of calls over the break, and that's incredible. The problem is that we don't get a lot of time to answer all the questions and answer all the calls. So if you did call us, please leave a voicemail, okay? I promise we will call you back. The reason that it's hard to catch all the calls is because, you know, the time of our show is hard to get somebody to answer the calls besides us. So we want to make sure that you get your ability and opportunity to come into the office for a new patient appointment at a discounted rate and or answer any questions that you have for the things that you've been diagnosed with. Last segment, we talked a lot about arthritis and how really, it's a systemic. I would call it a pandemic, an epidemic in our culture, in our society. And it's time that we do something different. You know, I think what I see out there right now with the orthopedic surgery, the neurosurgery, all the surgeons that are out there, they're going to hopefully you go to a great one, right? There's a lot of great ones out there. There's some bad ones, but there's a lot of great ones out there. And the top three joints that are replaced or have surgery done to them are the knees, hips, and shoulders. Knees, hips, and shoulders. And what's interesting is that the knees, hips, and shoulders, as Dr. Tyler was sharing last segment, that we got to move. Those are joints that are designed to move. So if you're not moving your knees like you should, your hips like you should, your shoulders like you should, if you're in a sedentary lifestyle or i.e. couch potato lifestyle, if you are if you have past injuries and the biomechanics of the joints are not moving properly, that's not just that injury did it, or, oh, it's my age. No. If the biomechanics aren't healthy and well, then that's going to lead to wear and tear, being too much, right? And you can be, but it's time to be proactive. So if you're proactive with these wears and tears, then you can actually heal. You can heal from that. with proper chiropractic care, with specific rehab, with nutritional changes, with mobility exercises. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do, and you're just not taught that. And so we just wanted to remind you that we are problem solvers, not problem labelers. We're never going to label you. If you have a label tied to your health, it's time to remove the label and say, what can I do to transform that and to change that and to get a new clean bill of health, regardless of your age, regardless of your genetics, and regardless of what your body's been through. You're either moving in the right direction or the wrong direction. I don't really care what age you are. That is true for any single age. If it's a five-year-old, they're moving towards health or away from health. If you're 95 years old, you're moving towards health or away from health. It's an absolute fact. And sadly, by the age of late 30s and 40s, I feel like that sometimes that's when people start to blame their health on their age. Like, I turned 40 and everything fell apart. I turned 50 and everything fell apart. Listen, we want you to be healthy into your 70s, 80s, 90s, early 100s, right? Maybe up to 120, right? We want you to be as healthy as you possibly can for as long as you possibly can. And that takes work. It takes doing things different from what the normal culture says, or from the sick care medical model says. And my question for you rhetorically is, are you going to be different from what everyone else is doing? Because if you're going to be different from what everyone else is doing, then you're going to get different results. If you're going to do what everyone else is doing, ignore those problems, blame them on your genes, blame them on your age, pop a pill every day or pills every day. Just wait for that surgery to happen. Wait for the next injection to occur. Start doing everything on your own terms as long as you possibly can. Then you're going to be like everybody else, which is going to be sick, symptomatic, suffering, and things are going to get worse. And we're not going to let that happen to you. As long as you listen to our show, as long as you come to our clinic, and as long as you listen to what we have to say, if you're doing the right things, you will yield great health outcomes. If you're not, you're going to go down the wrong path, and we don't want that to happen to you, right? And the reason that we're so passionate, I call it compassionate, about people's health is because we know that health can be fleeting sometimes. Unless we're intentional and focused on it, health can be fleeting, and all of a sudden one day we lose everything, right? Or one day, you know, we're 100 pounds overweight and now we can't go on vacation, or now my right knee hurts for no reason, or why my blood pressure is high, I have no clue, or why do I have chronic headaches right now? Why was I just diagnosed with arthritis? You know, where did all these things happen? And truthfully, they start years before, anywhere from 5, 10, 15, 20 years before, and all of a sudden they show up at your front door saying, hey, it's time to do something about this, right? And so I want you to act and change your health before you ever feel anything, right? I mean, that's kind of hard to do, but if you're listening to the show, I'm telling you that if we do things for our bodies that are good for us when things are good, then we never have to experience things going bad. Okay. So let's focus on how do we get passionate and how do we get committed to our health? And I think it's not just the how do we do it, but it's the why do we do it. You know, it's the why behind why do we care about our health so much? Why do we care about your health so much? Why do we want our families to be as healthy as possible? We want to be the bright light in the darkness of the community. Why do we want that? Is because it's something bigger than ourselves, right? And so, you know, I wanted Dr. Tyler and I to share our big why in today's on the segment, because I feel like one, you guys need to know what we're anchored to and what we don't want for ourselves, our family, or for you, right? Why do we do what we do? Why do we have this radio show week in, week out? And you know what? That just fortifies and the why, right? That fortifies why we're going to do what we're doing, why we are doing it, and why we're going to help you get there. So, Dr. Tyler, why don't you share your big why with the audience?
Yeah, Dr. Nick, that segued in perfectly to my big why. So growing up, I had my three main grandparents, and two of them passed. One right before I started chiropractic school, and one during chiropractic school. And tying to these two, the two that passed, is my big why in general. So my grandpa, Anchor, he's a father of 12 kids, and the military man, all went on to be an engineer at McDonnell Douglas. Now is Boeing, and great guy, had a ton of drive, ton of love. But he was the anchor of the family. and watching his health diminish was heartbreaking. One, because you're watching it firsthand, someone you love, someone who you looked up to, you idolized, who had every component of what you wanted to be as a man, as a person, and as a human. Watching something that he could control fall apart, but as he put all of his effort into it, because that's what he did every step of the way, everything he did, he put every ounce of passion, every ounce of drive into it. Watching his health decline just made me wonder, like, is there more to this health thing? And came chiropractic. And as I started researching chiropractic, talking to him about what chiropractic is, what it does, how it's the answer, he started doing his own research as he's sick, as he's stuck in his recliner. And he was put on heart medication. By the end of it, he was put on 22 medications is what he passed away. That's what was sitting on his table. 22 medications a day.
That's crazy.
It's insane. But talking to him, along the way, we were talking and he was just like, well, yeah, it's 22. This is before. He was like, yeah, I'm at 22, but that is, he cut back. He was at 28 before we started talking, right? And we started talking and we're like, well, when are you supposed to get off heart medication? You've been on it for 30 years. When are you supposed to be off some kidney medication? You've been on it for years. And it was 20 years or so. And it's just the medication never, the number never went down. It always went up. Right. What he ultimately passed from was kidney dialysis. His kidneys actually were filtering out all this unnecessary medication that he didn't need. He didn't need it. And no one told him he didn't need it. All the doctors told him that he needed more. He needed something else. He needed X, Y, and Z. And this is someone who listened to his doctors to a T. They told him to do PT. He did PT. They told him to walk on a treadmill. He bought a treadmill and put it in his living room and walked on a treadmill. He did everything to a T, but what ended up backfiring is no one questioned what he was putting into his body and how long he was putting into his body, which ultimately led to his demise. Yeah. And that's why I love chiropractic, is because it adds an alternate route. It adds a question where there should be a question. There's a lot of unquestioned things happening, and you see it constantly. Just talking about prescribed medication, we are prescribed the most medication. We prescribed 80% of medication in the world, and we make up 20% of the world. That's gross. That's disgusting. And it's disgusting. I say that because we are the sickest. Wealthiest country in the world. So that study of a study recently done a few years ago, 33 countries, we are number one, 33 top tier countries. We're talking about like China, Russia, like people, the industrialized countries. Of those 33 that are studied, we are dead last in health. But you know what we are first in? We're first in spending, and we're first in consumption of opioids.
And antidepressants, and depression, and blood pressure meds, and cholesterol meds.
The list goes on. Everything that is prescribed, we are number one in, but we are last in health.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? That doesn't make sense to me. That didn't make sense to my grandpa. It was too late for him. I don't want it to be too late for you. I don't want it to be too late for my parents. I don't want it to be too late for myself. I don't want it to be too late for my kids. I don't want it to be too late for your kids. I don't want it to be too late for anyone in your life, anyone around me, anyone that I touch. I don't want it to be too late for you, because I went through that pain and I don't want any of your family to.
Yeah, I mean, when we think about just what's happening in our country, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's like we're left with all these things to do, and no one's ever given the responsibility into their own hands and the reason why they do what they do. And is it actually better for you? Is it right for you? And to top it off, Dr. Tyler, there's all the people from all across the world come to our country to go to medical school. So that just tells you a lot too, is that we have the best institutions, and I'm not joking about that. I mean, we have some of the best institutions in the world in our own town. And since it's the medical system, it's broken. And so, listen, guys, my why is anchored to the fact that I lived my first 23 years of my life was on tons of medications, multiple surgeries, and I questioned my health. I didn't know what I could do for my health. I didn't know what controlled my health. I had no clue. And so at the age of 23, when I was told how my body's designed to heal and that it's actually like amazing and it's a healing machine and I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, not just emotionally, not just spiritually, but physiologically. Once I was told that, I gained confidence in my body's ability to handle its environment. Before, I thought I was weak to the environment. And so my why is more so of, yes, I had my grandfather die from heart disease, cancer, and diabetes for 15 years. He struggled with that. I saw my grandmother had Alzheimer's dementia for 9 years to where her brain shut down before her organs did. And she didn't know who I was for the last 9 years of her life. I didn't even meet my grandfather because he died of a massive heart attack at the age of 58. You know, I saw these traumas happen. I saw what happened to our family because of it. But my thing is this, I always questioned the what happened because I didn't understand how amazing the body was. And it was from lack of knowledge and lack of truth that was applied to their life. Not applied. And how I want for myself, my family, for my team, for my patients, for you, is that I want you to have confidence that, listen, the how is the easy part. If the why is big enough, that means you're going to do the things that are going to support your body and not harm your body, regardless if it feels good or not. And so if you're trying to figure out, where do I go with my health? What are the chances that these guys can help me? Listen, call in right now. When you call in, we'll tell you more about our clinic. We'll get you into the new patient appointment. If you're suffering with something, you need help. The number to call is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
You won't be up before we are. This is Gordon Deal, host of This Morning, America's First News, from 4 to 5, just before the Mark Cox Morning Show from 5 to 9. This is where St. Louis comes to talk every morning, 97.1 FM Talk.
OMG, guess what?
What?
I just heard that our two favorite things are coming to Busch Stadium this month.
Harrison Bader, Abby, and boy bands?
Yes. Friday, July 8th is boy band night, and with the purchase of a special theme ticket, we can take home a really cute Cardinals boy band t-shirt. It reminds me of one of our faves.
This is literally amazing.
Plus, there's a pregame concert by the boy band night band.
We better get our tickets now. Get yours at cardinals.com/theme.
When you dress to impress, you gotta bring a strong sock game. When the Cardinals host the Phillies on Friday, July 8th, 25,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home a pair of specially designed Yachty and Waino socks, highlighting the historic Cardinals duo. That's Friday, July 8th, the Cardinals, the Phillies, and the Yachty Waino socks. Great seats remain. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com/promotions.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we're your local Maximize Living chiropractors here in the St. Louis region. Yes, we are chiropractors. We are doctors of cause, looking for your sake, for our sake, how to detect interference and remove interference. And this segment, we're going to be talking about something called subluxation. But before we do, I wanted to pre-frame you up. How do we get to this thing called subluxation? How has it transformed my life? How does it transform our patients' lives? And so let's just get right into it. There's five really important questions that you need to know to actually be healthy and be well. Number one is, of course, what is your most important asset? And if you're thinking, what's your 401k or what's in your Robinhood account right now, or how big your house is, or if you're debt free, those are all wrong. Don't get me wrong. I like all those things, but listen, what is your most important asset? No matter how much money you have, what still matters more is your health. I mean, without your health, you literally have nothing and can do nothing. If you have your health, you can do and be all that God has created and called you to be in your life. So if you save money to merely pay for sickness and disease and crisis care, That doesn't sound very fun to me, right? It shouldn't sound fun to you. So if you lose your health, you lose everything. If you lose your health, you lose everything. The number one reason for bankruptcy is because of health or sick care bills, right? Number one reason for bankruptcy is not credit cards. It's not traveling. It's not the mall. No. It's actually for sickness. It's the number one reason that we go bankrupt for sickness. And what they say is that 42% of people who are retired will go bankrupt and be on state aid because of their lack of health or because their sickness. So your most important asset is your health. Number two is, what is the definition of health? If we're going to try to get this asset of called health and healing, what is the definition of health? Health means that your body must be healing and functioning at 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. So your body has to be healing and functioning at 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what health means. It doesn't mean to be a 32-inch waist or to fit into that size 4 or 6 dress, whatever it is. No. It's your body has to be healing and functioning. Healing and functioning 100%. Number three, what controls all the function in your body? It's not your heart. It's not your lungs. It's not the lungs. It's not your stomach. It's not your immune system. It's actually something called your central nervous system, your CNS. This is the master control system of your body. And it's literally is controlled from your brain. Your brain sends signals down your spinal cord, out your spine, across nerve roots that branch off and go to every single cell tissue and organ in your body. And so for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food, your brain controls it all. It controls it all, right? For you to be able to process what I'm saying right now, for you to turn up the AC or turn down the AC in your car, your brain controls it all. This is not a belief. It's an absolute fact that happens no other way, that your brain is controlling the healing in your body. And some may say, well, what about your stomach? Your stomach's or your gut. Your gut's really important. It's considered the second brain. Well, what do you think controls the gut? Is your brain. So the brain comes first, right? Then the gut, right? So not the gut, then the brain. No, the brain comes first. The brain-gut connection. Not just the gut-brain connection. No, the brain comes first. And then number four is, what interferes with the healing and functioning in your body? What's the one thing that everyone is overlooking right now, unless you're a patient in our clinic or a patient in a clinic like ours? What interferes with the healing and function of your central nervous system on a cellular level is something called subluxation. Subluxation. Say it with me. Subluxation. Okay. Listen, if you have never been tested or examined for subluxation and you're not continually getting it removed out of your nervous system and your spine, it's going to cause an interference in the potential for your body to heal at 100% and function at 100%. I don't care what you eat, how much you exercise, how many supplements you take, if you're detoxing on another level, all those things matter. Don't get me wrong. Lifestyle matters, but it matters in contributing to the healing process. It doesn't control the healing process. You can eat a kale salad. It's still going to leave subluxation in your spine. You can take the best supplements in the world. It's not going to remove subluxation out of your spine. You can have the best HIIT workout, CrossFit workout, go run a half marathon. Listen, all those things are great. Listen, if there's subluxation in your spine, the exercise would actually, believe it or not, make it worse, right? So Dr. Tyler, why don't you share more details about subluxation and like what it really means? And of course, we're going to answer the question number five.
Yeah, subluxation is the condition of a vertebrae that has lost its proper positioning to the one above or below or both, right? So this is the vertebrae of the spine. The spine is made up of vertebrae. Each vertebrae is a protective armor around your central nervous system that Dr. Nick talked about. So the disposition of a vertebrae to the extent where is less than luxation. So that's less than a dislocation. It's a subluxation. So it's less than a dislocation. And then this improper positioning impinges nerves and interferes with the transmission of mental impulses. So that's what controls the mental impulses are the communication from your brain through your spinal cord out to every cell tissue and organ of the body. Like Dr. Nick said, the mental impulses are how your brain communicates with the rest of the body and how the rest of your body communicates with your brain. Because if you're not getting information two ways, what happens is you're getting misinformation or your brain's getting no information. And either way, that's not good in any system when we're talking about health. And what happens in subluxation, if subluxation is left untreated, the longer it's left untreated, the more your door is open for disease. And that is key. The longer subluxation isn't addressed, the more open you are to disease.
And subluxation can start actually from birth. I mean, significant number. I mean, literally, I would say upwards of 40 to 50% of kids who are born have subluxation in their cervical spine. And how do we know that? Because we check them. We check them from birth, right? And so let's say a subluxation is left from birth, is left there. And then you throw in all the sleeping weird positions in the car seat and crawling weird and, you know, falling all the time. And, you know, then you go sports and, you know, playing youth athletics and sitting in school and reading and sleeping with pillows underneath your neck and phones and a car accident along the way and college and sitting more and more and more and just destroying your spine. And then you get a desk job and then you sit at a desk over and over again. And then you sleep horribly still. And you're on your phone looking down all the time and you have horrible posture. You think it's just because your age. And then you get symptoms and sicknesses and you get put on medications left and right. And then you say, I want to lose weight. So I start to try to lose weight. And then I try to work out more and I try to eat healthy. And yeah, I have symptoms still, but at least I look better. But there comes a point where you keep hitting a wall because you're not getting better. And then you succumb to what everyone is telling you, that it's just normal with age, that you're going to be starting to be on medication for the rest of your life, but don't take care of your spine because chiropractic doesn't help. They're liars because they have no clue what chiropractic is. Chiropractors, with what we do, they look, they detect and they remove areas of the spine starting from the birth process and at any time in life. So the number five question, I'll recap these, okay? Number one is, what is your most important asset? Health. Two, what is the definition of health? Healing and functioning 100%, not just the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. Three, what controls all the function in your body, your brain and your central nervous system? Number four is, what interferes with the healing and function of your body? Subluxation, an interference or pressure on the nerve and spinal cord causing dysfunction of the body. And number five, when do you think the best time to detect and remove subluxation is? The answer is as soon as you just heard this, right? As soon as possible, birth. When you hear the truth about subluxation in the nervous system, why would anybody wait to get their spine checked? I just don't get that. Like you're either hard-headed or you believe some type of lie or some type of story that someone told you and you never had your spine checked with x-rays. Why would you never get your spine checked or corrected? I don't get that. And I never will, because when people come to our office, they just start care and they stay under care for the rest of their life because they want to, not because they have to, because they realize this is an essential part of their health plan. And so why would somebody wait to get their spouse in? Why would somebody wait to tell their friends and family members and kids? Because they just don't know any better. They just don't know any better. So if you're listening right now, you're like, man, I've never had my spine checked for subluxation. Normally to come into our office, it's $150 for a new patient exam. But if you're listening right now, you say, man, I just need to get my spine checked for subluxation. I want to see if you can help me. We do that with a full exam of our office and a full set of x-rays. So normally it's $150. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call right now, it's only $60. So literally you save $90 by calling into the show right now. When you call in, I will answer the phone. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment. I'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Guys, if you've never had your spine checked, it's about time you do. Okay, so the number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we're your local Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region, serving you and providing amazing information over the air. If you've been listening to today's show and you've tried to call in or you're wanting to call in to schedule a new patient appointment or just ask more questions, listen, if you got a voicemail, leave a message. We will call you back. It is our personal line. And so if it does sound weird that I left a voicemail or I have a voicemail message on there or recording that it's me, it is me, believe it or not, right? So the number to call in to schedule a new patient appointment or to ask us more questions and to leave a voicemail if we're not getting back to you is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. Also, we are sending out our latest newsletter on brain fog. If you're one of those people that is feels like they're just on a haze, they're just kind of dazed and confused, and they can't think of answers quickly, or they can't recall very well, or just feel like they're not sharp in their brains, it's something called brain fog. And we're going to send you a newsletter on how to battle brain fog. It's completely free. All you got to do is pick up your phone and text in your email address, and we'll send you this newsletter. The number to text in right now is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. You know, as we were preparing for the show over the last week and just talking about how, listen, the difference and the significant difference between healthcare and sick care, I mean, it's never been more evident. It's never been more obvious on what we're currently trying to do with sick care versus what we're trying to do with true healthcare. And the difference is, healthcare is focused on health promotion, things that you can do and stop doing that are going to benefit your health, right? The things that you can start to do to benefit your health and or stop doing to benefit your health is focus on responsibility and action and results. Responsibility, action, and results. That's what we feel needs to happen. And that's why our healthcare delivery system and our clinic is designed for that. And we're literally designed on, okay, what's next? How do we change? How do we take your health to the next level? What can you control? Let's focus on that. Forget what you can't. You can't control your age, right? You can't control your age. You can't control what your body's been through, but now you can control what you've done for it and what you continue to do for it. So true healthcare is focused on health promotion, okay? Now, sick care, crisis care, the current medical system is focused on sickness avoidance, right? Barely, right? Sickness avoidance. They're focused on based off of fear. I mean, for goodness sakes, like look at what the media has done to us when it comes to masks, how so uncertain everybody is about this virus. And by the way, viruses are going to be with us forever. We can't eradicate viruses. I just want you guys to know that, okay? Because they'll mutate. They continue to mutate and adapt, right? Just like us, we continue to adapt, right? To our environment, to be stronger than our environment, not be weaker than our environment. I want everyone to hear that. Our body adapts to be stronger to the environment, right? Versus weaker from the environment. And look at what we're doing to the kids in our city. Look at what we're doing to local businesses. Look at what we've been taught. Because yeah, at first, if you were scared about the virus, okay, I get it. But look at the reality and the numbers, guys. It's listen, you may have been affected by this. You may have lost a loved one from this. I completely understand, right? And so I don't want you to think I'm being rash. I just want you to say, how do we actually focus on health promotion, not just sickness avoidance? Because guess what? If we're going to mask up kids, how long are we going to do that for? It's not sustainable. They have to be exposed to viruses for the rest of their life. They're going to have to adapt for the rest of their life. We're scaring the crap out of these kids and these parents saying these kids are being masked. It's a freaking joke. It's a freaking joke. I mean, are you kidding me? Look at what's happening. Look at what's happening around us, guys. Never has it been more evident that if you're going to focus on the medical system saving your life chronically, right? Because they are good at saving your life in a crisis, but chronically every day, the savior to your health, man, you are looking in the wrong place. You're looking in the wrong place. It's time to rip your freaking mask off. Look in the mirror, take your kid's freaking mask off and say, what can I do to get more oxygen into my system to focus on health promotion and to take responsibility for my health? Because if we think these little molecules in the air, if you just think COVID's in the air going to come and get you, guys, there's billions of other molecules in the air that you could catch, per se, and die from. If you didn't realize that, sorry. There's not one virus or a variant or another variant or a third variant, a fifth variant. Those variants are always going to be with us. So unless you're planning on wearing a mask for the rest of your life or being a recluse for the rest of your life, it's time to wake up, breathe oxygen, and be part of health promoting, right? Be part of focusing on how to strengthen your health, not weaken your health by avoiding our environment. We can no longer avoid. We have to get head on. And you know what? Exposure makes us stronger. Exposure makes us stronger. Research just came out from Johns Hopkins University saying that actually being exposed to the virus is better than avoiding it. Who would have thought that, right? Who would have thought that being exposed to the virus for long-term immunity is actually better than avoiding it and getting vaccinated? That's what they said this last week. I mean, it's time to wake up, guys. No one's going to come save you. The government's not going to come save you. A mask isn't going to come save you. A pill isn't going to come save you. It's what we're doing with our health now to focus on health promotion and supporting the fact, not just the belief or the statement, supporting the fact that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that your body is designed to heal. It's designed to adapt. And if it can't adapt, something else is wrong. It's not our environment's fault. It's the fact that we can't adapt. Guys, and don't get me wrong, we know people who've lost their life and lost loved ones from this virus or with this virus, right? And the thing is that my heart breaks for that, for them. It breaks for that. But going forward, we got to figure out a different plan. We can no longer focus on the plan of avoidance. It's just not going to work. It's not sustainable. Research doesn't support it. And we got to do something different. We just got to do something different. And so one of those things that we can do different is start to say, okay, what's real healthcare and what's real sick care, and figure out the differences between those.
Yeah. The one you said a lot of great things there actually, but talking about fear in general, when we're talking about our health, you should never be fearful. You should never be led or guided by fear in any part of your life, because fear makes us make rash decisions, makes us make illogical decisions, makes us make things we wouldn't make when we're in the right state of mind, right? When you're pushed by fear, you're pushed in the wrong direction. That's 100% of the time. Because what happens when we're talking about health and fear is when you go to the nearest thing, and we can talk about COVID, we can talk about anything in the healthcare field, right? We have a great crisis care. If you have a broken arm, go to the hospital. If you are in a catastrophic car accident, get into the hospital. Like the we don't want to see you if you're bleeding, right? But when we're talking about actually taking steps in the right direction in healing, in promoting health, we're your answer. Because no one else is going to guide you in the right direction in the health. When we're talking about the five essentials, we're talking about chiropractic care, removing toxins, increasing exercises, nutrition, and more, right? We're talking about you as a whole and how to heal from within, health from within, right? Above down, inside out, not outside in. We're not going to tell you to go out and do something that is irrational, something that doesn't make sense. Everything we do in our office, we do ourselves, because we're 100% transparent. And that's what matters when we're talking about values in health. When we're talking about core values and actually guiding you in the right direction, it's not someone that's going to question something that they created. It's not someone who's going to tell you to try something as an experiment. We're going to tell you to do something that is real, that works, and we're going to keep problem solving. Like Dr. Nick said, we're problem solvers, not problem labelers. That's just how we are. That's how we function. Now, one thing that I've heard recently, I forget who said it, but they said an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure in mental health, spiritual health, and physical health. Right? That's an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. We haven't cured anything. We haven't, but we've spent millions on talking about what you could do that could possibly help, instead of saying what actually does help. When we're talking about our physical being, when we're talking about our mental being, when we're talking about our spiritual being, we've spent no money on prevention. When you go and talk about anything from COVID, but when you talk about heart disease, you talk about kidney disease, when you talk about anything that could help, that actually could be addressed with preventive care, None of that is addressed until after the fact, until matter cannot go backwards, until it's too late and you're dependent on something. When you think, oh, I need my cortisone shot. I need my heart medication. I need, i.e. whatever, fill in the blank. You don't need anything but yourself. And that's what we're here to reveal, to show, to help you understand that you are wonderfully made and you are able to heal. Regardless of what big obstacles are in your way, we will meet you there and get you over that obstacle. We were not going to tell you that we can't do anything for you and that you have to handle it yourself. You're not alone.
So there's three core values that just jump out to me when I'm thinking about the difference between healthcare and sick care. And you guys can really just think about this for yourself. So, and I'm just going to use a medical doctor as a primary care physician as an example. So it's because it's easier to focus on one thing or one experience. So a core value in a true healthcare model tells you you're an overcomer. Your body can do it. Number one. Okay. Number two is that if you're in a true healthcare model, the things that are given to you or done to you or revealed to you only support the body in every way, shape, and form and cause no interference. Okay. So medication may change the number, but it causes interference. That's not true healthcare, right? So number one, you're an overcomer, you're a fearful one if you're made. Number two is that it's only going to support your body. And number three is they're cheering for you to be different from every single person in our country. Okay. So that you have to have all of those three, that trifecta, keep pushing you forward in a real healthcare system. And that's exactly what we do in our office. It's exactly what we do in our clinic. And so if you're listening to the show now and you know, we've yelled at you the last couple of segments because we're compassionate and, you know, I feel like, if you're in our same camp or if you're even close to our camp or if you even see our camp from miles and miles away, we are being told that we are the silent majority, that many people think like us, but they're not willing to step up and say something and just offer a Socratic way to learn, to ask more questions, to say, is this really working? And so if you want to become a patient in our clinic and you just feel like you need somewhere to go to get your spine checked and adjusted on a regular basis, to do the rehab that we're doing, to teach, to learn the nutrition that we're teaching. Listen, call in now. When you call in, I'll answer the phone. We'll schedule you for a new patient appointment at a discounted rate. Normally it's $150, but if you call it now, it's only $60. So you save $90 by calling in.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we're your local Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region, serving you and providing amazing information over the air. If you've been listening to today's show and you've tried to call in, or you're wanting to call in to schedule a new patient appointment or just ask more questions, listen, if you got a voicemail, leave a message. We will call you back. It is our personal line. And so if it does sound weird that I left a voicemail or I have a voicemail message on there, or recording that it's me, it is me, believe it or not. Right. So the number to call in to schedule a new patient appointment or to ask us more questions and to leave a voicemail, if we're not getting back to you, is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. Also, we are sending out our latest newsletter on brain fog. If you're one of those people that feels like they're just on a haze, they're just kind of dazed and confused, and they can't think of answers quickly, or they can't recall very well, or just feel like they're not sharp in their brains. It's something called brain fog, and we're going to send you a newsletter on how to battle brain fog. It's completely free. All you got to do is pick up your phone and text in your email address, and we'll send you this newsletter. The number to text in right now is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. You know, as we were preparing for the show over the last week and just talking about how, listen, the difference and the significant difference between healthcare and sick care, I mean, it's never been more evident. It's never been more obvious on what we're currently trying to do with sick care versus what we're trying to do with true healthcare. And the difference is healthcare is focused on health promotion, things that you can do and stop doing that are going to benefit your health, right? The things that you can start to do to benefit your health and or stop doing to benefit your health is focus on responsibility and action and results. Responsibility, action, and results. That's what we feel needs to happen, and that's why our healthcare delivery system and our clinic is designed for that. And we're literally designed on, okay, what's next? How do we change? How do we take your health to the next level? What can you control? Let's focus on that. Forget what you can't. You can't control your age, right? You can't control your age. You can't control what your body's been through, but now you can control what you've done for it and what you continue to do for it. So true healthcare is focused on health promotion, okay? Now, sick care, crisis care, the current medical system is focused on sickness avoidance, right? Barely, right? Sickness avoidance. They're focused on based off of fear. I mean, for goodness sakes, like look at what the media has done to us when it comes to masks, how so uncertain everybody is about this virus. And by the way, viruses are going to be with us forever. We can't eradicate viruses. I just want you guys to know that, okay? Because they'll mutate. They continue to mutate and adapt, right? Just like us, we continue to adapt, right? To our environment, to be stronger than our environment, not be weaker than our environment. I want everyone to hear that. Our body adapts to be stronger to the environment, right? Versus weaker from the environment. And look at what we're doing to the kids in our city. Look at what we're doing to local businesses. Look at what we've been taught. Because yeah, at first, if you were scared about the virus, okay, I get it. But look at the reality and the numbers, guys. It's listen, you may have been affected by this. You may have lost a loved one from this. I completely understand, right? And so I don't want you to think I'm being rash. I just want you to say, how do we actually focus on health promotion, not just sickness avoidance? Because guess what? If we're going to mask up kids, how long are we going to do that for? It's not sustainable. They have to be exposed to viruses for the rest of their life. They're going to have to adapt for the rest of their life. We're scaring the crap out of these kids and these parents saying these kids are in masks. It's a freaking joke. It's a freaking joke. I mean, are you kidding me? Look at what's happening. Look at what's happening around us, guys. Never has it been more evident that if you're going to focus on the medical system saving your life chronically, right? Because they are good at saving your life in a crisis, but chronically every day, the savior to your health, man, you are looking to the wrong place. You're looking in the wrong place. It's time to rip your freaking mask off. Look in the mirror, take your kid's freaking mask off and say, what can I do to get more oxygen into my system, to focus on health promotion and to take responsibility for my health? Because if we think these little molecules in the air, if you just think COVID's in the air going to come and get you, guys, there's billions of other molecules in the air that you could catch per se and die from. If you didn't realize that, sorry. There's not one virus or a variant or another variant or a third variant, a fifth variant. Those variants are always going to be with us. So unless you're planning on wearing a mask for the rest of your life or being a recluse for the rest of your life, it's time to wake up, breathe oxygen, and be part of health promoting, right? Be part of focusing on how to strengthen your health, not weaken your health by avoiding our environment. We can no longer avoid. We have to get head on. And you know what? Exposure makes us stronger. Exposure makes us stronger. Research just came out from Johns Hopkins University saying that actually being exposed to the virus is better than avoiding it. Who would have thought that, right? Who would have thought that being exposed to the virus for long-term immunity is actually better than avoiding it and getting vaccinated? That's what they said this last week. I mean, it's time to wake up, guys. No one's going to come save you. The government's not going to come save you. A mask isn't going to come save you. A pill isn't going to come save you. It's what we're doing with our health now to focus on health promotion and supporting the fact, not just the belief or the statement, supporting the fact that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that your body is designed to heal. It's designed to adapt. And if it can't adapt, something else is wrong. It's not our environment's fault. It's the fact that we can't adapt. Guys, and don't get me wrong, we've lost, we know people who've lost their life and lost loved ones from this virus or with this virus, right? And the thing is that my heart breaks for that, for them. It breaks for that. But going forward, we got to figure out a different plan. We can no longer focus on the plan of avoidance. It's just not going to work. It's not sustainable. Research doesn't support it. And we got to do something different. We just got to do something different. And so one of those things that we can do different is start to say, okay, what's real health care and what's real sick care, and figure out the differences between those.
Yeah, the one you said a lot of great things there, actually. But talking about fear in general, when we're talking about our health, you should never be fearful. You should never be led or guided by fear in any part of your life. Because fear makes us make rash decisions, makes us make illogical decisions, makes us make just things we wouldn't make when we're in the right state of mind, right? When you're pushed by fear, you're pushed in the wrong direction. That's 100% of the time. Because what happens when we're talking about health and fear is when you go to the nearest thing. And we can talk about COVID, we can talk about anything in the healthcare field, right? We have a great crisis care. If you have a broken arm, go to the hospital. If you are in a catastrophic car accident, get into the hospital. Like the we don't want to see you if you're bleeding, right? But when we're talking about actually taking steps in the right direction in healing, in promoting health, we're your answer. Because no one else is going to guide you in the right direction in the health. When we're talking about the five essentials, we're talking about chiropractic care, removing toxins, increasing exercises, nutrition, and more, right? We're talking about you as a whole and how to heal from within, health from within, right? Above, down, inside out, not outside in. We're not going to tell you to go out and do something that is irrational, something that doesn't make sense. Everything we do in our office, we do ourselves, because we're 100% transparent. And that's what matters when we're talking about values in health. When we're talking about core values and actually guiding you in the right direction, it's not someone that's going to question something that they've created. It's not someone who's going to tell you to try something as an experiment. We're going to tell you to do something that is real, that works, and we're going to keep problem solving. Like Dr. Nick said, we're problem solvers, not problem labelers. That's just how we are. That's how we function. Now, one thing that I've heard recently, I forget who said it, but they said an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure in mental health, spiritual health, and physical health, right? That's an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. We haven't cured anything. We haven't, but we've spent millions on talking about what you could do that could possibly help instead of saying what actually does help. When we're talking about our physical being, when we're talking about our mental being, when we're talking about our spiritual being, we've spent no money on prevention. When you go and talk about anything from COVID, but when you talk about heart disease, you talk about kidney disease, when you talk about anything that could help, that actually could be addressed with preventive care, none of that is addressed until after the fact, until matter cannot go backwards, until it's too late and you're dependent on something. When you think, oh, I need my cortisone shot, I need my heart medication, I need, i.e. whatever, fill in the blank. You don't need anything but yourself. And that's what we're here to reveal, to show, to help you understand that you are wonderfully made and you are able to heal. Regardless of what big obstacles are in your way, we will meet you there and get you over that obstacle. We were not going to tell you that we can't do anything for you and that you have to handle it yourself. You're not alone.
So there's three core values that just jump out to me when I'm thinking about the difference between healthcare and sick care. And you guys can really just think about this for yourself. So, and I'm just going to use a medical doctor as a primary care physician as an example. So it's because it's easier to focus on one thing or one experience. So a core value in a true healthcare model tells you you're an overcomer. Your body can do it. Number one. Okay. Number two is that if you're in a true healthcare model, the things that are given to you or done to you or revealed to you only support the body in every way, shape, and form and cause no interference. Okay. So medication may change the number, but it causes interference. That's not true healthcare, right? So number one, you're an overcomer, you're a fear-free one if you're made. Number two is that it's only going to support your body. And number three, is they're cheering for you to be different from every single person in our country. Okay. So that you have to have all of those three, that trifecta, keep pushing you forward in a real healthcare system. And that's exactly what we do in our office. It's exactly what we do in our clinic. And so if you're listening to the show now and you know, we've yelled at you the last couple of segments because we're compassionate and, you know, I feel like, if you're in our same camp, or if you're even close to our camp, or if you even see our camp from miles and miles away, we are being told that we are the silent majority, that many people think like us, but they're not willing to step up and say something and just offer a Socratic way to learn, to ask more questions, to say, is this really working? And so if you want to become a patient in our clinic and you just feel like you need somewhere to go to get your spine checked and adjusted on a regular basis, to do the rehab that we're doing, to teach, to learn the nutrition that we're teaching. Listen, call in now. When you call in, I'll answer the phone. We'll schedule you for a new patient appointment at a discounted rate. Normally it's $150, but if you call it now, it's only $60. So you save $90 by calling in. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. Thanks so much for tuning in and tune in next week. God bless.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.